Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
All I care about is that people get the dildos that they need. I think let's take a little time and masturbate and stop worrying about the world for a minute. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, how are you guys?
You guys. Oh, by the way, nice to hear your voice. You guys over at Cloud 9 have perfected the vibrating strapless dildo. It started life as the Fieldo by that older lady down in Florida, and now you guys have improved it with a vibrator inside it.
We did. We have a lot of things going on over at Cloud 9, so I had to reach out so I could get it out for you guys.
And the feel, how do you explain this strapless dildo? Because it's starting to make its way into porn, I noticed, too.
The strapless dildo is basically so that you can use it without the strap on. So yeah. You would insert the bulb, and then that your Kegel muscles hold that in. But it's perfect for swingers. It's going to be perfect for the lesbian community. It's just perfect. And then, yeah, we put a big old honking vibe in there.
Yeah. Well, the way I was trying to explain it to people is it's like a ball hitch when you have a trailer. You're the receiver.
Kind of like a hitch. Yeah.
It is. It's like a hitch. I mean, that's how you tow things, right? That's how...
Different towing, but yes.
Well, and a reason I immediately spotted that is my buddy E out of Disgraceland, he can't back up a trailer to save his life. So I had to buy a hitch that goes on the front of a skid steer so you can push the trailer into position. And I realized as I was glonging on, I was like, that's just like that dildo thing. I'm like, now I'm just going to push it where I got to push it.
Thanks.
Yeah. This is how a man's head works. But this is so good for girls who like girls. I mean, this is something magical. Do you think it would work for a girl to peg a guy?
It absolutely is. That's actually how we designed it as well, because we didn't want anybody to feel uncomfortable using this. So we made it a little bit longer just because of the way the anatomy works, and then we additionally curved it specifically so that anybody can use it for anything that you guys need to do.
And so what's the reaction been from the bisexual and lesbian community?
This one's really, really good. I think additionally, too, so we're getting great feedback from it. I think it's the size of the vibe that we put in there. So there's a couple cats that have a vibe in there also, but ours is just much bigger. We like to go big or go home, so we went pretty big with
it.
So
the
vibration is super intense with ours.
Much like the hitch like on trailer balls, you know, you have two and a quarter, two and a half, like that kind of a business. Do you change the size of the bulb, or is it one size fits all?
This happens to be a one size fits all. We could go back and change a couple things. Yes, it's an option, but no, the bulb is all the same size. You know, when you're about to orgasm, your Kegels will tense up and shoot it out.
So what about?
It has to be a certain size just to stay in from the beginning.
What about like an inflatable one? I've seen that stuff.
Hey, you know what? We're always working on new projects.
You know, like those tennis shoes. Because they stay on your feet.
That
your feet never shoot out of those.
The pumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a good idea. Instead of N-I-K-D-I-K-E air.
It's
a Dike air. A Dike air. I think that's a very, very questionable name. You why?
You might work on that piece.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta have a good sense of humor. Every lesbian I know has a good sense of humor. Because a dear friend of mine who I used to actually date, and I always knew that she was going to switch teams. And I thought it was me, but it turns out it wasn't. Because I go, listen, I know you have a bunch of vibrators and dildos. And she goes, you just don't get it, John. She goes, it's just, it's not the penis, man. It's everything around the penis I don't care for.
It's your apartment.
Yeah, it's your personality. It's you as a male. It's everything. It's your hairy armpits and your legs and your stupid face. And I'm just, she was like, you don't get it. It was never about the penis. It's everything. I don't care for men. And I'm like, oh, well noted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. I get it, man. We're terrible.
Not terrible, just room for improvement.
Yeah. We're handy if you need something done that doesn't involve sensitivity or thought. You know.
Give you a buzz.
Yeah, you got to lift something up onto a roof or get something out of a closet.
Tool skills help.
Somehow start a car or something like that.
But
yeah, listen or be sensitive doesn't seem to be our forte as much as we try. So that's why girls want to try it with other girls. And I think this is a pretty brilliant idea. In fact, I want to give away one or two of these to some girls that really, really enjoy other girls that maybe haven't tried this yet.
Well, what if I told you I'm going to send you guys a whole bunch of stuff?
Fantastic.
From what we're putting out this year.
What are you putting out this year?
Able to give it out.
What's the personal mushroom massager?
Okay. So this is awesome, actually. So this was actually really developed for sore muscles and things like that. But you give a female anything that vibrates, you know what we're going to do with it.
Sure.
So we created this. So there was another one out there, but it was pressure sensitive, so it was like wasn't sensitive enough. So we made ours that you just turn it on and turn it off. You don't have to like play with it or anything like that. It's just going to vibe perfect. Is it great for muscles? Absolutely. Is it great for other things? Of course it is. So it's a little mushroom, actually. He's not this giant mushroom. He's a little guy. He might only be 3 inches tall, maybe 3 inches across at the top of it. But it's fully submersible. It's a really awesome toy. We love this thing, but it's so intense. So it'll actually grab the entire area, wherever your E-zone is that you're trying to stimulate at the moment, just because it's so big, the top of it.
Right. So it's more of an exterior issue.
Yeah.
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 Much like those Cloud 9 novelties. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like with those, oh, I'm sorry, not the cloud, but the body massager. You know what I'm talking about? The knockoff,
yeah.
It looks like a softball on a, you know what I'm talking about.
Those things, wow, they're intense, man.
Yeah, no, those will take the pain off. That's over the panties.
Couple.
That's over, I try to tell every girl, the first time you try that, it's over the panties. You'll take the pain off that thing.
But you have other women that have to have that one.
Yeah.
The one that actually plugs into the wall because it loses no charge.
Oh, my God. The worst, because I've got one for my girl, but the goddamn cord they put on the one I have is like 8 inches long, so then you got to get an extension cord out of the garage and tie it on. Now you're dragging this orange cord across the bed. It's a terrible look.
What did you buy? No, no, never,
hey,
no.
Hey.
That one. There's a 6-foot cord.
Why is
everyone?
Did you hear the tone? This is what every girl in my life that, no, what are you doing?
No, nobody wants that.
I swear to God, every woman in my life makes that noise with their face.
All right, we're going to work on that too, okay?
I didn't check the cord length when I bought it online.
See, that's some boy stuff right there.
There it is.
You didn't check, did you?
Listen, stop shaming me. Are you dumb? You're dumb shaming me. Don't dumb shame me, I'm dumb. It's not nice. You, by the way, all this other stuff, I started looking at this. I just clicked on something else on your website, and there's a large amount of machinery on here.
Yes, those are our new releases. We just released two sex machines, yes.
Yeah, one is a F Slider Pro, self-pleasuring sliding sex chair, and the other is, it looks like it looks like an anti-aircraft gun with a dildo on it.
It's made out
like
of metal.
Gatling.
You're very similar.
Yeah.
But yes. So those are the two new machines that we have. If you look hard enough on the internet, there's a video of me demoing the F slider, but it's completely PG. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know, but it's still there, and I've been harassed by it a couple times. I'm like, oh, how'd you find that? But yeah, there are new machines, so. The F slider is all manual.
Wow.
So you pull the handle, the dildo comes up, and that's how you use that toy.
This one I'm watching is.
You plug in, and it's pretty serious.
Yeah, no, I'm. It's It's just got sexy music on it. I'm running the video here, seeing if there's any. Nick, does this look like something you might be good for shenanigans on the weekend?
Let me see.
Oh, they're good for all kinds of shenanigans.
You have to try that at least once.
Why would we segregate that? There are 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Right?
That's one you want to. Your curiosity is going to rope-a-dope you into that no matter what.
But I'm afraid. Like, goddamn, man.
In the back of your trailer, like, or your pickup truck and drive around with it.
Right?
That's what you do.
Drive-in movies.
By the way, it's not lost on me. She immediately said trailer while talking to me.
I let it go, but.
You know what? It's a fancy double wide, and we call them modular now.
You can go anywhere.
I'm a traveling man.
Upscale.
So this sex machine, though, but God forbid you die and my parents have to come clean up my house.
There's no explaining that then.
You know, I can't go to her house because, God forbid her mother or father sees that.
Jesus.
Like the doohickey with the giant piston
like
on it.
Track.
What?
No, you just collapse it and slide it right under your bed. You could put it next to your treadmill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as long as you don't have the dildo on the end, I guess.
Yeah, that's the key.
Off. Don't leave that on there.
Is
that? I mean, it could be so many different things. It could be a dishwasher.
Jesus Christ. It could be anything. Look, I'm dead. What do I care? It's pretty amazing. And tell me, who buys these the most?
I mean, everybody does, really.
Really?
We see everybody buying these. They're for so many different purposes. There's also people with disabilities, too. So I know that we immediately go, right to dungeons and things like that. But there are people with disabilities that this toy actually helps them with also.
Yeah, sure. And then there's the F-slider, which is very green. It doesn't even plug in. You just have to...
No. Your carbon footprint.
Yeah, right. But it's like a jack in the box. Say whatever you know.
When you pull it, it goes
Yeah, but you push it forward, and then you pull it back as you like. I don't know if there's a video for this or not. Yeah, here you go.
If you scrub hard enough, there's something.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go, Nick. Here you go. So every time you rock forward, it goes up. Yeah. Hey. Hello. What's up? What's going on?
It's like reverse whack-a-mole.
I got to tell you, man, I feel like that's a pretty decent core workout.
Yes, absolutely.
It is. It absolutely is, especially on your arms, believe it or not, as well.
Yeah.
What's great about the toys, too, is that you can put anything on them. So we have attachments that come with both of these machines. And you could put any dildo on it, which is important to a lot of people. So if you want a dual density, that's fine. If you want silicone, that's fine. You can change them because it looks like it's VacuLock, which is Doc Johnson's end that you would normally put on there. But you don't have to use a Doc Johnson dong with it.
You have a lot of stuff at Cloud9 Novelties.
Mm-hmm. We've been very busy. We're always very busy, actually.
I love that. Do you have all these machines at your house?
They travel with me, yes. I have the original ones that we got from, when we were producing it. So I can't let go of them. They go everywhere with me, like dogs.
How about this one? You've even increased the metal design to hold up to a 300-pound lady.
So you want to hear something funny? We had the weight up to about 1,200 pounds, actually. And the lawyers were like, no, okay, stop, let it go. Let's put 300, we get the point.
Yeah, that sounds a little more reasonable. Nobody wants to consider, because when you say 12, then I got to think 1,200.
Well, I think part of it was the moving parts of that weightage that we were maybe more concerned about.
Yeah.
Things getting in areas that perhaps it shouldn't be.
Right.
If you would say.
I got you. I got you on it. And then it's all pretty amazing. It's all a pretty, the machines are a little pricey at $500.
Yeah, but even on the spectrum of those, our machines are perfectly in line with what.
Sure.
Yeah, ours are one of the most cost effective. How about that?
And what's the warranty on the old Cloud9 Novelty Sex Machine Pro?
I absolutely will honor that warranty for a really, really long time. So I think it states a year, but. I'm not going to give you a problem about that.
Have you had anybody try to wear it out where you're like, look, you just simply wore the bearings out of it?
You know, we get often, more than anything, it's not the motor, it'll be the plug. I think a lot of people travel,
Oh, and you said, you know what? Nicholas lost the plug to her rechargeable wand, and I had to buy a new one.
Yep. Couldn't find it.
Well, you guys just have to send that to me, and I'll get you new cord. I hate for you to go do anything like that.
See? There you go. You
would never lose a cord. Also, I was definitely talking to a friend. I said, in the zombie apocalypse, we have to keep some of the battery-operated vibrators.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's thought of this. I was a real issue in the house the other day.
That's right. Always keep batteries around in your bug-out bag.
Exactly. So don't lose all your battery-operated toys.
That's true.
Keep them.
Very true. Very true. We all get so enamored of... Here's why I don't care for the rechargeable ones. Because I always forget to recharge them.
Yep.
And then you're like...
And it's typically right in that middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never makes her happy.
We all sound super burned. We're like, yep.
Yeah. Right at that spot.
Yep.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I know. So and it's not like they charge up over the next 25 minutes either. You can't do something else. It's going to take an hour or two.
Your top drawer rummaging for something else that's charged.
Hey, we have all stolen double A's out of the remote.
Hell yeah.
We've all jumped up and either stolen C cells from a flashlight or double A's from a remote out of the.
We don't need that weather radio.
No.
I haven't used that in years.
You know it was a good Saturday night when Sunday morning the back's taking off every remote in the house. Yeah. All right. Listen, Charlotte, people can find any of these at Cloud9 Novelties. And I thank you so much for getting a box of these. We're going to give some of these away today.
Oh, yes. Absolutely are. Absolutely are.
You are the best. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you, Miss Charlotte. Cloud9 Novelties. CLOUD9novelties.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.